It's a very cold day in southwest London as Harlequins welcome Leicester Tigers to the Twickenham Stoop under blue skies. Quins have performed well in Europe this season but have failed to exhibit the same level in the Premiership. The hosts came close to opening the score sheet within the first 4 minutes from a line-out, but a forward pass brought that play to a halt. The visitors, Leicester, then dominated the scrum which followed, earning themselves a scrum penalty. They found touch on the halfway line before earning another scrum and offside penalty. Play was halted, however, while Harlequin's Pedro Delgado received treatment. Tigers kicked for the corner, secured line-out ball and formed a maul, but the Quins' defence held firm, forcing the visitors to spread play wide. The fans in the stand raised their voices as obstruction by Tigers allowed Quins to clear their lines. The hosts earned a penalty of their own through a turnover, but that advantage was lost when the ball was knocked on. Leicester thought they had opened the scoring after 15 minutes, but a forward pass denied the points. Quins, however, gave away a penalty for collapsing the scrum 5 metres out from their own line, and Tigers kicked for touch, secured the line-out, and executed a cross-field kick to the far wing for Gabriel Hummer-Webb to catch and score, converted by Billy Searle. They led 7-0 after 21 minutes. Excitement exhumed from the stands as Quins broke away, but once again basic handling errors cost them their opening points. Instead, a scrum was handed to Leicester as Quins knocked on again. Is it white line fever or just a complete lack of communication between the squad, who seemed out of touch with each other in the domestic game? In an instant, Tigers had doubled their score, with Jack Van Poortvliet gathering a kick and crossing the try line, again converted. The visitors tried to come again, but Quinn secured turnover ball and cleared their lines. Simon Kerrod was then replaced by Will Hobson for Harlequins after just 31 minutes. The hosts were then warned by the referee for continuing infringements as another penalty was given away, and Billy Searle kicked a simple penalty, Leicester leading by 17 points to nil after just 34 minutes. Marcus Smith tried to come up with a play, chipping over the defence, but nobody moved with him. He regathered before sidestepping two tackles and offloading. The hosts earned a penalty, which they kicked for the corner, gathered and earned another penalty, which Smith again kicked for a line-out. The Tigers' defence, however, held firm as Quins were slow at pace, telegraphing their moves with simple play from the scrum half. The flair of Danny Care was lacking as the hosts opted for route one each time. Tigers earned a penalty and cleared their lines. Harlequins still without a single point this game. Just as the clock turned red for the first 40 minutes, the TMO was called in to confirm a yellow card for Harlequins number 14, Nick David, for a head contact tackle. Half time at the Twickenham Stoop, Harlequins 0, Leicester Tigers 14.